My dad was an iron worker.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
My grandfather, my uncles, my brothers, they were all iron workers. And iron working was ingrained in the family. My father had 3 boys before I was born, and he wasn't very happy that I was born a girl because he wanted a rigging gang. I have a real pride for iron workers, especially union iron workers, because my dad was a foreman, and you talk about the safety regulations. When it would rain on his job, he would pull his guys out, and he said, every right that they had as iron workers, union iron workers, they fought hard for them, and he said, and they were necessary because somebody probably died for that right. And so he ingrained that in me, that you have to watch out for your workers. Your workers come first. We were lucky. We lived in Syracuse. That's where he was. He worked out of Local 60. All of those big buildings in Syracuse, my uncles helped put up, and we would walk around downtown, and they would say, I worked on that building. I worked on that building, you know. And we knew iron workers. There was a lot of people coming in and out of our life that were iron workers. They looked out for each other. They really did. It was a good feeling. Heard a lot of Mohawk being spoken among the older people. They taught each other while they were on the iron because they could speak Mohawk.